If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Okay, guys, we have a very special guest on the podcast today. It is the one, the only, Joe Giudice. Joe, what's going on?
Same old, you know what I mean? Just adjusting to Italian living, I guess, you know?
Right. Your new normal is over there in Italy.
For now, yeah, for now.
Now, I know that you have been working on this YouTube series, This Old Villa. So tell us a little bit about how this project came to be.
All right. Now, this project came to be, this project was actually left to Teresa, right? This was Teresa's dad's house. And it's in a very desirable area in our town in Italy, in Sala Gonzalina. And Teresa was actually the general contractor while I was away. At the same token, I came out and basically took over and just did everything, you know, and you know, with all the skills that I've learned, you know, throughout the years with working with my father and everything, it's basically what he did here growing up, and you know, passed it down to me and my brother, and so it came pretty easy, and I just put it together, and it's almost done. I'm just working on the paperwork now, getting everything deeded and subdivided the right way, and you know, putting an LLC and, you know, doing things the right way. So back in the day, they would just sign a piece of paper, you know what I mean? And that was good enough. But, you know, you got to do things right, though. Otherwise, you know, here, it's, you know, if you don't have things done right on paper, you know, people could, you know, kind of like take your property in a sense, you know what I mean? Pretty much.
Well, we don't want that. Not after all this work that you're putting into it.
Exactly. So, you know, I got all the paperwork done with the notary, the architect, lawyers, city hall, bouncing back and forth, and whatever. It's been a bit of a, you know, more paperwork than the work itself, put it that way. I mean, the house would have been done a long time ago, but, you know, with the COVID and the paperwork and everything, it's taking a little longer, but it'll get done. No big deal. Here, nobody's in a rush.
Yeah, the show has 25 episodes available to watch now on YouTube. So you pretty much are done with the whole remodeling process at this point, and you're just down to the final paperwork?
Yeah, it's basically just down to the final paperwork and the finishing touches. You know what I mean? Tile, electrical, plumbing, you know, a few walls to put up.
Yeah.
Nothing much, you know, nothing major. I mean, we're talking maybe, you know, me doing me, you know, a week's worth of work, you know what I mean, to get everything done, you know, so that way the window installers, electricians and plumbers and, you know, everybody else could just come in and do their thing, you know, get the tile guys in there and, you know, everything's pretty much almost done. The roof is up, you know what I mean? Everything is, it's right there. You know, the hard work is done. I mean, it took us, we literally jackhammered, okay, for a month straight in the basement, jackhammering rock out of there, like truckloads at a time, just jackhammering rock. And I mean, literally like almost like 4 feet of rock we jackhammered out there, out of there, you know, and I'm talking about an area, you know, I don't know, I want to say downstairs is probably about 700 square feet, 800 square feet, something like that, let's just say, almost 1,000 square feet down there. And, you know, just jackhammering rock. you know, every day.
Wow.
And you know, I think I lost my my fingertips, the feelings of my fingertips from all that jackhammering.
Well, I was going to say too, it's got to be a workout, right? So is that how you got so buff from all of the jackhammering in the basement?
Well, I don't know about the jackhammering. If anything, the jackhammer will break your back.
Well, the other thing I wanted to ask is, I understand you've already partnered with a furniture company. So when the villa is ready, are you planning to furnish it with some of the items from this company?
Yes, yes. The kitchen I got from the company, the sofas are going to be from the company, the table, everything is going to be furnished with Serafino furniture, which I'm also going to be shipping direct to the U.S. You know, no middleman, no showroom in you know, in the U.S. or anywhere else. You know what I mean? It just jacks the prices up. So, you know, it's not needed. You go online, we ship it to you. You don't like it, we take it back. It's as simple as that.
Right. Straightforward.
Yeah. So, I mean, everything is handmade, you know, right here in Italy. It's not, you know, shipped in China. There's a lot of companies out there, believe it or not, that say they're, you know, made in Italy, you know, but they're really not. They're, well, you know, all made in China. I mean, this company is actually Italy,
right.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, I've been there and I've filmed everything and what I'll be showing on, you know, the website and everything. And, you know, everybody can see for themselves. It's the real deal.
Yeah. So in addition to your contract work, do you have an interest in sort of the interior design element of what you're doing now?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm pretty good with designing things. You know what I mean? I'm not an interior designer, but I mean, you know, that's easy. You know what I mean? You just get somebody and you have them in there. They put some couches in there. It's not much to do. You know what I mean?
Well, another woman in your life, we saw on Instagram that your mom recently came to visit you in Italy. So what did you guys do while she was there?
Well, she came here. She actually came to my house, my apartment here in Salerno, and, you know, of course, cleaned everything and cooked a big meal. And we had a good little lunch, went walking around, went and ate at my friend's restaurant at a sushi joint down the road here. You know, so we had a good day. And then actually today we went there to Sala Consolina over there, and she cooked an amazing meal. And we ate all day, and now I'm back here and I'm talking to you.
So do you find that just like the food there is just better than the food that you were having in America?
Yeah. I mean, listen, the food, the wine here, you know what I mean? You can't go wrong. I mean, that is a given. I mean, I don't care. Anybody will tell you that's been here and been to the right places. The food is amazing here. I'm not saying America doesn't have good food. America has good food too. But I mean, they do have their specialties here that are amazing, you know. And
right.
You know, they make everything homemade here. That's the whole thing. You know, everything's picked fresh, you know what I mean, out of the garden. It's a whole different quality of foods. And
yeah,
they just live a different lifestyle here. You know what I mean? Who else in the world shuts down at, you know, from three to five, let's just say. You know what I mean? Just go take a nap or do whatever you got to do. Go to the bathroom.
I know. I would love that.
Everybody does that. So it's like, I don't know how to do it. I mean, they just take naps. They do whatever. I mean, I can't do it, but they do.
Right, right. Well, I also heard that two of your girls are coming to visit soon. So which daughters will be coming to see you?
Yeah, Gia and Melania are on their way. They should be here on the 5th. Okay. And now they're talking about even shutting down a little more. I mean, it's just a pain in the, you know, it's just so nerve-wracking because you don't want anything to shut down, because I do want to take them around and, you know, they want to, I mean, they're young, they want to have a good time. I mean, they don't want to sit in a, you know, in a house. So,
right.
You know, let's see how this goes. You know, the restaurant's got to close at 6, you know, the stores stay open till 10 or whatever it is. It's the owners and stuff, because they, you know, it's just not a way to live. You know what I mean? People don't want to stay inside. You know what I mean? They're sick of this crap already.
Yeah. Yeah. So the girls will be there on the 5th. And how long are they planning to stay?
They're going
to
stay till the 18th.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's a long time. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I want to take them to Pompeii. I want to take them to, you know, as many places as I could, you know, that they allow, you know, me to go to. And, you know, we'll take it from there. I mean, you know, they want to go to check out some wineries. So maybe I'll take them up to the, you know, some wineries somewhere in the Puglia area. You know, they have like really good wines over there. So, you know, now all of a sudden, my daughter's into wines.
I was going to say, isn't it weird to think that you're just like taking them to a wine tasting now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, well, you know what? She's going to be 20. You know what I mean? Gia's going to be 20. And, you know, Melania is, you know, she's still young. I mean, she's, you know, listen, they're all my, you know, they're all, you know, my heart, and, you know, I'll do whatever for them. But, yeah, there's a nice little fur place down on the corner here. So when they come here, I want to buy them all matching fur jackets. So I want them all to be the same, but different colors. All right. And they're like, really, really nice.
Well, Joe, I have to ask about this other company that you're working with, Zalo USA. So I need you to tell our listeners what that's all about.
All right. Zalo USA is one of the first companies that I got involved with since I got out of prison. You know what? It's I always wanted to get involved in that area of work. You know what I mean? And I just never did because I didn't want to get into like the cheesy end of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I ended up falling, into the right category with the right partner with the right product. It's like the Rolls Royce of women's massagers, let's just say. You know what I mean? I mean, they're all top quality. You know what I mean? You got a French designer, you got an Italian designer,
mm-hmm.
and they put these products together. And I mean, I never really handled one before, but I mean, they look good to me. I mean, I don't know. You know what I mean?
But, right. Just looking at them, you're like, that makes sense. Well, that's got to be good.
You see what they do. And it's like, well, this one's got me beat. You know what I mean? But, that, especially the King one over there. I mean, that thing is like amazing what it does. And I'm sure that any woman would enjoy it. But listen, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. I mean, it's a natural, thing. And, even for couples, you know what I mean? Even people that are married, I mean, they use them all the time. You know what I mean? They just a little spice and...
Yeah, spice it up a little bit.
You can't do the same thing every day. You get bored.
Right, exactly. Now, have you sent any products to any of the other women on the show?
I did, actually, yes. I did send it to all the housewives. So, they all have one. And, I heard nothing but good things about them. So, it's all good. You know what I mean? Also, I was on the Wendy Williams show. I sent her one as well.
That's amazing.
yeah. So, look. Whatever. I mean, there's nothing to be ashamed about. You know what I mean? It's a natural thing.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
You know?
Yeah, of course. And like you said, it's the Rolls Royce, so it's high end. If you're looking for that luxury level.
It's a really high end product. I mean, listen, some people spend, I don't know exactly how much they are, the cheap ones. I mean, I don't really know how much they are. But I mean, rather than buying.
Me neither.
Having 15 of whatever, products that you get sick of, let's just say, right? You buy one good one, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Christmas is coming. This is a perfect time for people to invest in something quality.
But listen, they're not only good for Christmas. They're good for when you get divorced. They're good for when you get married. They're good for when you are married. I mean, they're always good. You know what I mean? So, I mean, for the woman, it's always good.
Right. Year round.
And you could do it for, it's a perfect gift for any time or, whenever, you know what I mean? You want to give a gift. I mean, it's always nice. And the packaging is awesome. I mean, it's unbelievable. The packaging is phenomenal. And I mean, there's apps. I mean, you put them on your phone. So, I mean, while you're talking on your phone or while you're on the phone, you could adjust and do whatever you got to do on your phone. You know what I mean? It's great.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean,
that is
wild. A little too complicated for me to be, messing around with, but I mean,
it's a lot of things to think about, right? A lot of things to coordinate at once.
yeah, exactly. But I'm sure that once you get it down, it's fun.
yeah. Well, I also wanted to ask you, I know that you are planning a trip to the Bahamas soon and you have some celebrity boxing event coming up. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, I am I partnered up with Damon Feldman, all right? And he's, you know, had celebrity boxing for a while, so he called me up. This was during the quarantine, and basically emailed me and asked me if I wanted to be a part of this. And, you know, he said we'd be partners. And I said, yeah, sure, why not? You know what I mean? And listen, I've been fighting my whole life, so I mean, why not? It's not like something new, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's,
yeah,
you know, it's weird because I've always wanted to do, you know, something like this. But I kind of like this better than actually doing like the actual MMA stuff, you know what I mean? And real boxing, you know what I mean? Not that this is fake boxing. I mean, it's real boxing, but
yeah,
you're doing a minute and a half rounds, you know what I mean? You're only doing 3 rounds. You're not going 12 rounds. Or I mean, you don't have to like, you know, you get in good shape. You can do whatever. You get in there. You punch it out for a little while. And, you know, it's fun. And, you know, what's the worst that could happen? You get a little bruise on your eye, you know what I mean? Or get a bruise, you know what I mean? But
right,
yeah. Listen, it's a fun thing. So I mean, I'll be fighting Jennifer Lopez's first husband.
Ohani Noah. Yeah, I looked him up. Ohani Noah. I forgot about him. She's had a couple.
Yeah.
I wonder if Jennifer will be there.
I don't know. You know what I mean? But that's going to be the Rumble in the Bahamas. All right. So we're actually as soon as this is COVID stuff goes away and things start opening up and we can start flying, we got to meet there and we're going to have it on the beach. All right, at a tiki bar, you know, there's going to be a tiki bar. So we're going to have a bunch of tiki bars all over the place. And, you know, we're going to have the ring in the middle. And probably about 5,000 people, you know, we're going to sit around somewhere around there, 5,000-6,000. You know, we'll see. You know what I mean? As many we could, you know, fit, you know, as far as what they allow with this COVID. You know what I mean? So let's see what happens.
Yeah. Right. Have you been training for this in any way particular, or is it just kind of something that since you've been doing it your whole life, you're like, I can just get back into the swing of it, literally?
Well, I mean, look, before I went into prison, I was pretty heavy, you know what I mean? And I really was, I mean, I thought I was in shape, but I was definitely not in shape, you know what I mean? I was, I got winded pretty damn quick when I was in there, you know what I mean? Because when I started hitting the pads and started working out in there, I mean, I didn't realize how out of shape I was. And, you know, so in a way, I don't know. And why, I mean, things happen for a reason, you know what I mean? And, you know, this whole thing has been a little rough, you know what I mean? Getting deported and all that. But, you know, listen, I don't know. I mean, I don't think if I would have went to prison, you know, if I didn't go to prison, I don't think I'd be able to, I wouldn't be fighting. I'd probably be in a fat man contest or something, but I wouldn't be.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I was.
Right. I hear what you're saying.
Damn, I was definitely pretty damn heavy when I went in, you know? I didn't realize. I thought I looked good, but I didn't realize I was.
You look good both ways, Joe. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I was big then. No, I mean, I literally had like a chin hanging and stuff, you know, but I didn't realize. Look, I don't know. I mean, it's coming up and it's going to happen. You know what I mean? This fight's it's definitely going to happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, look, you just keep, you know, doing whatever. And hopefully one day I'll be allowed back to the U.S. I'd like to, you know, do things in the U.S. as well, not just in you know, the Bahamas, even though this Bahamas could be a really big, you know, a really big draw for the Bahamas because it's a beautiful place and it's close to the U.S. and everybody goes there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned that you're trying to maybe look at spending time in the Bahamas, like half the time in the Bahamas and half the time in Italy.
Yeah, I do, because it's a lot closer for my family to come visit, you know, and it only makes sense. You know what I mean? Here's great. You know what I mean? It's a great country and all, but you know, I want to be closer to the family and, you know, start like a little business over there, you know what I mean, in the Bahamas and, you know, have some things going over there, you know what I mean? Then I'll see what I could do over here, you know what I mean? I got some things going over here and some things over there, you know what I mean? So it's, you know, you got to divert. You can't just be here, you know what I mean? Because here's nice, here's beautiful in the summer, don't get me wrong. But in the wintertime,
yeah,
it's pretty boring here. I mean, in here, it's not really that cold. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, here it's like 50 degrees.
Right.
People don't walk around. I mean, it's crazy. They're just, they're inside by the fire, you know?
Right. Yeah. People, I mean, 50 here, that's like shorts weather in New York City. You know what I mean?
Like, you know, all right, let's go outside, you know, but not here.
Well, another thing I want to ask, because I know our listeners will be very curious, is there any dating going on in your life right now in Italy, or have you met anybody?
You know what? I meet people all the time. And, you know, I'm actually seeing, you know, like we're talking, we're hanging out a lot, you know what I mean? This lawyer, and she's, you know, been pretty helpful since I've been here. She's very nice. So I don't know where that's going to go. You know what I mean? I'm not rushing to get into no serious relationship, but
right.
You know, here everybody wants to get serious. You know what I mean? It's like what happened to just hanging out and having fun?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I guess with all this crap going around, you're probably better off just staying with one girl anyway.
That is true. So Joe, what else are you up to this fall? Do you have any plans to celebrate the holidays?
Hey, you know, I don't know if they do Halloween. Yeah, you know what? I think they do Halloween here. I saw a kid running around today with a mask on, so I guess they do Halloween here. You know what? I mean, everything is like shut down at night now. So, I mean, it's not even worth going out. You know what I mean? What are you going to do? Just walk around and go to the stores and, you know, I mean, how much shopping can you do? You know, like today I went to Salah, you know, like, you know, where my mother was today. So I went there. I stopped. I got some fruit over there because there's a great fruit spot over there. And I stopped and I got some grappa bottles. You know, I never really was into grappa, but there's like a few grappas that I like. So I stopped and, you know, it's a wholesaler's place. And I like to have a grappa like after I eat dinner. You know what I mean? So kind of like a you know, it's a good like a digestive, you know, drink or whatever. I don't know. But, you know, I have a glass of wine during, you know, dinner. Then I'll have a glass of grappa or whatever, you know. It's not bad. It's
good. Yeah. See, look at you're adapting to the European lifestyle.
What am I going to do? I'm
here. Right. That's true. That's true. Well, Joe, I want to give a shout out to your producer, Michael, for getting us in touch for this interview because he's been so great to work with. And I wanted to just say, what's up, Michael?
Yeah. I mean, if it wasn't for Mike, I'd be honest with you, I don't think I would have got any of those YouTube channels going because I really didn't know anything about putting that together. And, you know, he basically put it together. I mean, I did all the videos. I would send it to him and then he just edits them and does what he has to do. I think he did a good job.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. So you guys, you can check out Joe's YouTube show, This Old Villa, on YouTube's 25 episodes. And then check out Zalo USA if you're interested in a gift for yourself, a gift for someone else in your life who's looking for a little bit of fun, you know.
You gotta definitely keep it spicy. You gotta keep a little spice in your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't just keep doing the same thing every day. You know what I mean? Especially nowadays with all this crap going around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, people are going to be at home. They need something to do.
Yeah, stay inside. I mean, what are you going to do? You get bored? All right, come on, honey. All right, listen. I ain't working, but I got something that will. You know what I mean?
Well, Joe, thank you so much for chatting with us today. I really appreciate it. It's been so fun getting to talk with you.
Yes. All right. Thank you, and you have a good night.
Yeah, you too. We'll talk to you soon, Joe.
Hey, listen, stay safe, all right? Brush your hair and use a lot of sanitizer.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9. And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me one more time.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.